From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome once again to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, Assistant News Research Editor. Happy Friday, Melissa.
Happy Friday.
It is, and you're on vacation next week.
Yes, even better.
So we're recording this early and giving our readers, listeners, and even
a sneakier preview.
There you go. Well, Melissa and I were invited by the CW to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, The Vampire Diaries. It premieres at 7 p.m. Thursday, September 10th, and is based on the series of Vampire Diaries books by L.J. Smith. Viewers, as well as readers of the books, are given insight into the diary of Elena Gilbert, who has two vampire brothers after her soul. The season premiere picks up 4 months after a car accident that kills the parents of 17-year-old Elena and her 15-year-old brother Jeremy, and they are starting back to school where Elena meets a mysterious new boy, Stefan Salvatore, who turns out to be a centuries-old vampire. Stefan lives peacefully among humans, but his brother Damon is violent and brutal. Now, Melissa, what did you think of the premiere episode of The Vampire Diaries?
Okay, although the Vampire Diaries series was written before Twilight, and I haven't read those books like I've read and adored the Twilight saga, when I watched the Vampire Diaries show, about the first half of it seemed like a poor man's version of Twilight.
I thought it was just a condensed version of the movie.
So I don't know whether the books were really followed the original Vampire Diaries books, or they were trying to make it like Twilight. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I was wondering if they were based on the same book series, but of course they're not, because Stephanie Meyer wrote Twilight and the follow-up books.
Exactly. So I'm not sure about that part of it, but the second half I thought picked up, and I like the storyline with the bad vampire brother and the good brother, especially since the bad brother is played by Ian Somerhalder, who was Boone on Lost, one of my other favorite shows. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the good vampire brother, Stefan, is played by Paul Wesley, who is in Fallen. It was a trilogy that ABC Family aired a while back.
Okay, that sounds familiar. And the acting is decent. You know, I think anyone who's into vampires will like it, although it's definitely geared to teenagers as opposed to True Blood, which I think is better, but definitely for adults only.
And that's why True Blood is on HBO.
Exactly.
And Vampire Diaries is on the CW.
Exactly. What else did you think about it, Penny?
Well, you know, I, like you, thought, what am I watching? A condensed version of Twilight. That's kind of how it started out. And I haven't read any of the books.
Well, the difference in it is the twist with the bad brother in there.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of the big difference. And I haven't read the Vampire Diaries books, but Twilight doesn't have any of that in it, so.
Okay, well, so, you know, maybe it will develop and, gain an additional following, you know, just based on its own merit.
Well, and I think that with the fans of the books, and you know, if the acting is decent, and if it has good writers, or it follows the plots of the books, since it's already a built-in fan base, it should do well.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to answer this question? How many times have you seen Twilight the movie?
Oh, actually, only about 5 or 6, probably.
Okay. Well, are you going to watch The Vampire Diaries again when it premieres?
I will. It's enough to see. I want to see what happens. And I like the Ian Somerhalder character, so that'll keep me watching.
Yeah, but I mean, are you going to rewatch this one that you've already seen, you think?
Maybe.
Well, the role of Elena is played by Nina Dobrev from Degrassi, The Next Generation. And she's the other, you know, main actor, I guess, in it. Anything else you can think of?
I think teenagers will really like it. I think it's got the vampire stuff, but then it's also got kind of the stuff that goes on with teenagers' lives. So I think it'll probably do okay on the CW.
And do you think 7 p.m. Thursday is a good time for it?
Yeah.
I almost, you know, just the subject matter, or you hear the title and you think, oh, that's probably should run at 9.
Well, but it's really tame, though.
Okay.
It's really, really tame, I think. And Twilight is, too, especially, again, compared to True Blood, which is on HBO. And there's a reason it's on HBO.
That's true. Well, so Melissa, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate The Vampire Diaries?
I'd give it a 7. What would you rate it?
I gave it a 7, too.
Ah, we're getting closer and closer each time. We're either the same or close.
You know, but, you know, again, you know, I hate to keep saying this, but it seems so Twilight-like at the beginning of the episode. It may have started developing its own storyline after that. So that's my hope, is that it will continue to, you know, branch out and be something, you know, unique within itself, and that hopefully the network series execs will give it a chance too.
I agree. I'm hoping that they expand on it more and make it more of an individual kind of vampire story.
Mm-hmm. Well, so check it out. It's the new series Vampire Diaries, premiering September 10th. That's Thursday, September 10th at 7 p.m. on the CW. And check back with TV Preview again in a week or so for another discussion of an upcoming program. Thanks to Jacqueline Ferris, the Opelka Studios, and News OK, TV Preview Podcast is available any day, anytime at your convenience.